that I should company with something so divine. Mercy wakes, overjoyed, prospects of finding freeing, freeing me.
Welcome to the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Troy Skinner. Troy, one more week by my lovely wife, Dina Skinner. And these weeks surrounding the holidays, we're now past the holidays, I understand that. It's now the 11th of January, but we kind of wanted to finish up. I had some songs and different kinds of music I wanted to introduce you to. There's a couple of key artists that I didn't get a chance to do the last couple of weeks, and I felt like, in fairness, I needed to do one more week of this kind of oddball programming for the show that we do. Next week we'll get back to talking about some hair-splitting theological issue that will make everybody mad and that sort of thing. So, but this week we're going to be introducing you perhaps, or reinforcing for you if you already are kind of up to speed with what's going on in the contemporary Christian music scene.
It's like a spotlight on, and then we name an artist.
Right, and so the song we opened with this week was Overjoyed by a longtime Christian artist, and they've had some crossover success over the years, Jars of Clay.
They have a Bee Gees feel to them. That song at least
that
did.
That song did, yeah. They're very airy.
Yeah.
You know,
like a Bee Gees.
Well, they're not Bee Gees like disco or anything.
No, but Bee Gees have a tinniness to their voice, and I think they, a little bit in that song at least, I felt a bit of a kickback.
Well, I don't think that I would be, you know, confusing people, though. It's not.
Are we having a debate?
It's not all falsetto and all that.
Are we having a debate?
We are.
I just want to know.
We are. All right. Here, look at this. What track number? My wife picked this song.
Barlow Girls, an excellent band. I actually picked it for my daughter. Enough is number 4.
Number 4, that's the one?
That's the one. And it's basically the gist of it. You'll hear, all of the Lord is enough for all of us.
Why'd you pick this for our daughter?
Well, because it's a girl band, and they like guitars, and when you have a teenage daughter, they're into that, and of course, it's the Word, and when we, you know, meditate on the Word, good things happen. So, all glory to God.
All right, here we go. Barlow Girls, Enough Already. Frederick's
All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough.
These guys remind me of
who?
The Bangles.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Manic
right?
Monday.
Yeah, listen.
All of me for every thirst and every need, you satisfy.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
No debate there.
No, and I like the Bangles.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just another Monday.
I admit it. I own some Bangles music at home. I've got their greatest hits. I even have Susanna Hoff's solo album that came out. You know, I don't think
she
did
that song Lucas or something, or Luca, or
no, that wasn't her.
That wasn't her.
That was somebody else.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, never
mind.
She
did Boys, you know, Have All the Fun, or I don't know. She.
Oh.
Anyway, it's actually pretty good. It's 20 years old now, but
that was BC, huh?
Yeah.
Before Christ?
Yeah, for you, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Barlow Girls, we listened to a second ago, Enough was the song, and my wife shared that she selected that for our daughter. Well, we shared last week that we went to a concert, or was it 2 weeks ago, that we went to a concert to see the Newsboys. Well, we didn't realize that opening for the Newsboys at that concert was this artist known as Toby Mac. He's a hip-hop guy. And I'm like, oh, great, I got to listen to some hip-hop. If you don't know what hip-hop art, it's rap, okay? If you're not hip on the hip-hop. And I'm thinking, okay, whatever. And I didn't have any idea who this Toby Mac guy was. And I got to tell you, the best concert show I've ever seen anywhere.
It's quite the acrobat.
And I've seen some big name artists. I've seen the Eagles. I've seen Tom Petty.
Journey.
I've seen Journey, Genesis, The Temptations.
Madonna. Okay, I've seen Madonna.
My wife's seen Madonna. And I'm telling you, Toby Mac put on the best show I've ever seen anybody put on.
Yeah, it was very good.
Unbelievable. The acrobatics and the fun and the way he got the audience involved. And okay, he's hip-hop, but he's melodic hip-hop. And he's just a lot of fun. And with, man, our daughter would love this guy. So we bought a couple of his CDs, and she went on to like him. And now I think we have all or pretty close to all of Toby Mac's CDs. And here's a sample of what Toby Mac sounds like. Okay, give me a minute, though. Here we go.
All right, this time is for real.
Time, one world, two times, one love, three times, rewind, cause I'ma dedicate this song to everyone I got. Come just like you be. It's the bumps and curves of our history. But no blocks in the road that we can't traverse. And no wounds from the past that can't be nursed. All hate gonna dissipate from our fate. No check together, we got a checkmate. All hate gonna dissipate, fade away. To make room for a brand new day.
Be bumping around the kitchen.
Now that gives you a feel. Now I don't know if you hear this one on the radio or not.
I don't recall hearing it on
I don't
the radio
think that, because it's got a lot of rap in it, and I think that the contemporary Christian stations kind of stay away from that, which is too bad, really. But here's a song you do hear on the radio.
What's it called?
It's called "Lose My Soul."
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist to rise above. The road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast.
Love the message, right?
Ah, oh, big time.
Compare that with what you hear from regular hip-hop. You know, where it's all gangsta, and I'm going to shoot this guy, and I'm going to do this guy in, and I'm going to go have lots of babies with lots of women, or whatever it is they rap about. And he's talking about he wants to be a daddy, he wants to be a husband who's, you know,
legit.
You know, really good stuff. And then here's the rap stuff. Mandisa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could find it fast enough or not. I don't think I could do it.
No, don't try.
Don't try. It'll be bad news if I try.
But anyway, she was American Idol.
She was one of the 12 finalists in American Idol. She got maybe in the top six or
I don't remember.
A couple years back when she was on. And she's on this song. But I don't know if we'll be able to find it. It's toward the back of the song, isn't it?
I think so. But it's really good that she was able to hold her own in the pop culture. And she really was very grounded, very well mannered, she had a lot of grace, and she did, you know, the Christian community well. I think the way she conducted herself, it was quite refreshing.
I'm wondering if this is where Mandisa's coming up. Oh, this is Mandisa coming up.
Mandisa, come on.
Eternity.
How do I sense a tide that's rising? It's hypnotizing me.
I'm giving it all
out of eternity.
Anyway, it's a beautiful song. You know, it's as soon as I heard it, I thought, oh, that's good. Who does that? And of course, it was Toby Mac. I should have guessed it was Toby Mac. Now, that has Rap It, and they play that on contemporary Christian
they
music.
They do.
So,
that's probably one of my favorite songs by him.
Yeah, I think it's a current song. It's a song that's being played right now. It came out, you know, within the past year, and they're playing it a lot currently, and I think it's my favorite current song.
Right. But I love even the message in the chorus, I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. That's scripture.
Yeah.
Right there, he's singing scripture, and that's right on.
Now, I'm not positive, but I think that this next band is one of Bob Miller's favorites. You know, Bob Miller does the Morning News Express on WFMD Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Get up bright and early. Listen all 4 hours. I encourage you to do so each and every day. Anyway, this band, Casting Crowns, exploded onto the scene with their debut album called Casting Crowns. They've had, I think, 2, maybe 3 CDs come out since then. But this first CD, I mean, it was just loaded with hit after hit after hit, at least in contemporary Christian music circles. And we'll play a sample of one or two of their songs.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed?
So that gives you a feel of that one. What if his people prayed? And let's see. Let's try. Let's just skip ahead. I don't know. Let's go ahead. A few. I don't even know what song this is. I just skipped ahead. I hit skip 3 times.
Forward, no play. Me and me, Jack, a dull boy. With all work, no guy. He's left Jack with a lost soul. But he's moving on full steam. He's chasing the American dream. He's gonna give his family a finer.
This one's called The American Dream. I think Praise with the Dance is a song that's you might like. That song on this song on Sunday mornings in a number of worship services around Frederick County, I'm sure. It's Praise You with the Dance by Casting Crowns. And like I said, they exploded onto the scene and they've had just a string of hits. They're a really hot band these last couple of years. So you hear a lot of them on the radio. Now, there's somebody else that we've come to like, and we own a couple. We don't own all, but we own 2 or 3 of their CDs, a band you don't really hear on the radio, at least not very much anymore, maybe once upon a time, a band called Out of the Gray. And I guess I can understand why they're not played on the radio a lot. They're not exactly, commercial friendly. You know what I mean? They're not, a lot of times you'll hear a song, I don't know if you do or it's me after all these years in the business of radio, but you hear a song, you're like, oh, that's a radio song. It's got a strong hook. It's got, you know, a clever lyric. It's got a certain kind of modern contemporary beat or something going on with it that makes you say, oh, okay, I could hear that on the radio. You don't hear that quite so much with a group like, or a duo like Out of the Gray, but here's a sample of what they sound like, if I can get the darn thing. I'm having all sorts of trouble here. This is why I'm not a DJ and I'm a talk show host. By the way, you're listening to the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD. This song, by the way, called No Leaving. I will say that we did some homework on them and listen, and we own more than one of their CDs. And if you're going to buy one, it's my opinion that you buy the Out of the Gray. I think it's just called Out of the Gray. See Inside, I think, might be the name of the CD. See Inside, I believe. It's some of their other ones aren't quite as good as
Little Weak.
This CD is, but this CD is actually very good. Now, here's this artist. I don't think we've ever heard her. Ever on the radio.
No, and the reason why I know of her is I was making a purchase at a Christian bookstore when we used to live in another state, and it came as a freebie, an album from Paige, and loved it, absolutely loved it. And just recently, I think just last year, she had her second album produced. She's young. She was 16, I believe, when her first album was produced. Very talented. She writes her own stuff. She plays the guitar. She's just, you know, a wonderfully godly young lady. So here's Paige.
The song is called Love Is. Is this the song you wanted? When I think of Paige, I don't typically think of this kind of style of song. So, in fairness to anybody who might say, ooh, I really like that, I'm going to give you a sense of what she's more, what you're more likely to hear. That's a great song. It might be her, it's kind of Beatlesque, actually. You know, it sounds like something the Beatles would have produced if they were around today. I don't know why I say that, just that's how it strikes me. But I think the very first song on the CD is more of an up-tempo song, correct? And she's more of an up-tempo kind of an artist. So let's see if we can't get a sample of that, just really quick.
What's the name of it? First one?
Open Your Eyes.
Don't you ever wonder who you are?
So much for up-tempo, right? It's a good song, though. I'm going to just skip because I wanted you to get an idea. This is better.
Got to find a way to hold you.
So there's an example of something upbeat by Paige. And if you like that, or you have a son or daughter you think would like that or whatever, you got your work cut out for you. You're going to have to go online and go to Paige's website. It's the only way that I know to get it. And she's simply known as Paige, P-A-I-G-E. I don't know how... The CD is called The Best Thing.
Her first one, I believe, was just her name.
Yeah. All songs are written by Paige. I'm trying to see... I don't know, if you go to Google or something like that and type in Paige and can remember...
Plus Christian artist.
Yeah, I'm sure that she'll show up, and if you like that, you could find it, because yeah, this CD I'm holding in my hand right now is not in stores.
She's very talented.
So, anyway, she was 16 right when her first one came out. She's still only maybe 19, 20.
About that.
Something like that, young girl, and I think she might be in school, which is why she's not maybe... doing the tour thing and the big record deal thing or whatever. I don't know. Years ago, my best friend probably in the whole world was trying to introduce me to Christian music, contemporary Christian music, before I really considered getting into it. And I was not receptive to it too much at the time, but I did like this CD that he bought for me and gave to me. And it was, for the longest time, the only Christian CD I owned. And it still has a special place for me, and it's not quite as popish or dancey or whatever. It's a little more country sounding. It's Russ Taff. This is from the CD The Way Home. The song is called Table in the Wilderness.
There's a table in the wilderness where the blind can see and the poor possess, where the weak are strong and the first one's last. There's a table in the wilderness. There's a table in the wilderness where the blessed sing of his tenderness, where the lame can walk and the weary rest. At the table in the wilderness, when you search so hard for the promised land, but the earth won't yield to your blistered hand, you hang your head and you wipe your brow and you shout it out, there's a table.
So that's Russ Taff. I will tell you that in my experience, not all of his stuff sounds exactly the same. His career has taken on different arcs and stuff. So if you think you might like him, listen to some samples of different music. And if you don't think you like him, listen to different samples of his music, because other albums might sound different and you might like them better than what you just heard, perhaps even. But I love that song. And it builds such an emotional crescendo as the song goes on that it just gives me goose pimples up and down my spine when I hear it. We got time. We're running short on time, but I wanted to play a sample of another female artist because we had a lot of male-dominated stuff the first couple of weeks when we did this. So this is an artist called Point of Grace, a CD called I Choose You, and it's kind of in the spirit of Wilson Phillips. It's an all-female quartet, actually. Maybe it's also in the spirit of like Dixie Chicks or something, too. I don't know. But anyway, this is called Point of Grace, I Choose You.
All our hearts' affection, every heart cry, every rhyme, everybody's worshiping something.
See what I mean? Started out Dixie Chicks, ended up Wilson Phillips. It's amazing what these artists all do. They all borrow from each other anymore, you know? They're all influenced by all these different people and stuff in their lives. Anyway, you'll notice we didn't play Michael W. Smith. We didn't play Amy Grant. You know, not that we don't like them, not that we don't own CDs by them, but everybody kind of knows who they are. And they've had so much crossover success that you've heard of Amy Grant, probably. You've heard of Michael W. Smith, probably.
But this next artist is special because a girlfriend of mine, one of my very best friends and sister in Christ, introduced me to this artist because she went to high school with him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And this is probably what we're going to end the show with, I think, or if I can get this. There we go. It's live in concert. Can you tell? It's called Cartoons. Chris Rice is the artist.
Do it.
I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way. Yeah, I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise.
Thanks for listening to the Frederick Faith Debate. Thanks to my wife, Dina Skinner. I'm Troy Skinner. Check us out online, WFMD.com.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone, sing Yabba Dabba Luya.
Our sponsor, Putman Plumbing and Heating. How can we make you smile? Thanks for listening. God bless.
Jetson's dog named Astro.
Cause I was thinking the other day, what if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new